This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
This week's parsha is Bahar B'chukosai, and one of the features of B'chukosai is that it contains the Teichacha, the harsh and stinging rebuke and the premonition and prophecies of all the terrible things that happen to Klal Yisrael. And there are some interesting halachas regarding the laying of the Teichacha, and I thought it'd be interesting to explore that in the short time that we have. The starting point is, why do we actually lay it this week? So the Gemara in Megillah, Lamed Aleph in the base, gives us the background. If you take a look at the first box on the handout, if you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. I'll happily send you the handout. So the Gemara in Megillah, Lamed Aleph on the base, says as follows. Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ezra tikin lahem Yisrael, shiukerin klola shebat teiras kehanim kodim atzeres. Ezra was mesakein that we lay in the Teichacha the klolos, the curses of Teras Kohanim, of Vayikra, of Pashas B'chukosai, before Atzeres, before Shavuos, of a Sheba Mishnah Torah, Kodim Rosh Hashanah. And we lay in the Teichacha contained in Pashas Kisavo before Rosh Hashanah. My timer, why? Amar Abai, Vitzmer Ish Lakish, Kadei Shetichle Hashanah V'kille Zehel. So that we end the year with the klolos, with all the curses, and we sort of consign all the curses to the year that has just passed. So says the Gemara, Bishleim Hashem Mishnah Torah, I can understand the klolos, the teichacha that we lay in on Parshas Kisavo just before Rosh Hashanah, ik kadei shetich l'shanah v'kilei seho. I can understand because that is the end of the year. And Hashem Teras Kehanim, now this Shabbos, Otu Atzeres Rosh Hashanah hi, is Shavuos Rosh Hashanah. Why are we sort of cramming it in before Rosh Hashanah? It says the Gemara in Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah hi, Shavuos is a Rosh Hashanah. Tisnan about Atzeres al Peiros Ha'ilan, because on Shavuos we are judged for the fruit of the tree, and therefore it has the status of Rosh Hashanah, and we try and get the klolos in before that. Now, the Bir Halacha says, well, what is the rationale? The rationale is, Shelo kor ha-klolos somach liyem ha-din, v'yil ha-pischon pe'la sotin l'katrik chas v'shalom. He quotes the Levush that we dafka try and put a barrier. We put it this Shabbos, but then we have a week's buffer of Parshas Bamidbar, and then we go into Shavuos. So there's like a barrier between the Klolos and the Yom Hadin, Atzeres, or we have the Lein Mishnah Torah, i.e. the Klolos of Parshas Kisavo. We then have Netzavim, and then we have Rosh Hashanah, so that we shouldn't be reading it around the time of Din. It should be a Kitrug, it shouldn't be a an opening for the Satan to sort of prosecute us. Okay, now the interesting thing regarding the Teichacha, and the big question is, who do we call up? And this is a fascinating area. There's a fascinating Shulchan Aruch in Mishnah Berurah. If you take a look at the next box, it's Aruch Chaim Siman Nun Gimel Sif Yutes. Listen to this. Mi shehu seine l'shiach tzibur. Someone who hates, literally, the shliach tzibur, i.e. the Baal Kur, it means in this context, Lo ya'ale l'sefer Torah k'shekor ha'tuchacha. Says the Shulchan Aruch, quoting the Or Zarua, that a person who hates the Baal Korah, he shouldn't be called up when they read the Tuchacha. Why not? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Rotzolema, kiven shehusein l'shliach tzibur, since the person getting the aliyah hates the Baal Korah, mistoma hashatz gam kenein o'yavoy. The feeling is probably mutual. And the Shliach Tzibur, i.e. the Baal Korah, also dislikes the person getting the aliyah. Ki kamayim haponim leponim, as Chazal say. That it's like it's a reciprocal feeling. V'ula yechavin shat, and if the Shliach, the Baal Korah, dislikes the person getting the aliyah, maybe he will be mechavin, he will sort of have intention, he will direct the klolos towards the person getting the aliyah. Neged ponov, v'chashash sakonahi, and it's a concern, it's a danger. Al Kain Posak, therefore, there are those who paskin that if he hates the Shliach Tzibur and the Shliach Tzibur therefore hates him, the Baal Korah, then even if they call him up, he shouldn't go up. However, for Knesses Hagdoy Lakos of the Yeser Tov Shiyale, he should go up. Because the alternative is by not going up, he's disparaging honor to Torah. etc., etc. And indeed, that is what we'd say. If a person gets called up, he should be called up. The Gemara Bracha says that it's Mekatzrin Yomav. A person goes, gets called up, he should go up quickly. And not doing so, it's Chas V'Shalom, could abbreviate the years of a person's life. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, in the next paragraph, if you can sort of predict this, and you know that the Baal Kura dislikes you, and you're worried you might get called up, and therefore is a Chashash Sakona, listen to what the Mishnah Berurah says. In Yodea Shakura Sono Misyarishem Yikrahu Yetse Ben Gavra Lagavra. You should actually leave shul. Don't go out when it's leaving. You're not to leave shul when they're during Kriya Satora. Ben Gavra Lagavra, between the aliyahs, you quickly nip out, the Beis Haknesses, Ad Shikru Acher, until they call up somebody else. And then you call it Achakach. So an amazing thing that we're worried that the Baal Kura might direct the curses against this person. Now, there's a very interesting tshuva of the Chelkas Yaakov. Yeah, the Chelkas Yaakov is Rabbi Yaakov Breisch. Formerly pre-war, he was in Europe from Galicia. And then after the war, he went to Zurich and is known for his Sfarim, the Chelkas Yaakov. And in the Chelkas Yaakov, in Erechaim Simon Lamed Hei, he discusses this question of who should be called up for the Aliyah, for the Teichacha. So he says there are different minhagim. And he says the minhag in some places is to call the Talmud Chacham, the Rav should be called up for the Teichacha. He says, "Ubeir Moladati, in the city of my birth, which I think is Galicia in Europe, or Minag Belz, he was a Belz Chassid, that the minhag in Belz is, Lisker Lemisha Hulalis LeTeichacha. You actually pay someone to get that aliyah. How about that? And then he carries on in a place where there was no one was willing to even be paid for this. So what would happen? That the Baal Kura, the person naming, gets the aliyah. And that is a prevalent practice. And he says something very interesting. There is a Bi'ah Halacha, which he quotes, that there is a custom, seemingly in some communities, that a person gets called, that they lay in this without calling anybody up. He says in paragraph base, that perhaps how it's evolved, that in some communities, you call someone up, you lay in the Teichacha without calling anybody up. And he says, there are Yesh Mekomos, he quotes, carries on and says, Mina Yeshuvim, Shebehigiyam Lebahar B'chukosai V'chisava, when you get to the parishes of the Teichacha, Ein Korin Bater B'Shabazu. They're so worried about reading the Teichacha in public that they skip out this part of the laning. And he quotes the Bir Halacha, who is very agitated by that and tries to scream out against it. But our contemporary practice certainly is to lane and to make sure that they get called up. And who gets the aliyah? The contemporary practice is that either the Gaba gets the aliyah or the Baal Kura himself. Interestingly, in Daniel Neuschnatt Sefer, he writes on lots of different halachic topics, he says the following, and I'll quote you. He says, in other communities, shul decorum was shattered while congregants fought and argued as to who, in their opinion, should be punished by being called up for this portion. Can you imagine? They're arguing about who should be punished by giving him the aliyah for the Teichacha. And then in the footnote, he quotes an amazing anecdote that he heard from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, who I think was his wife's grandfather. And he says the following thing. He says, in one community, there were two tailors, and one of the tailors was the Gaba. So this Gaba, a tailor, he quote-unquote punished a competing tailor, with this honor of being called up for the Teichacha, and that Gaba did not live out the year. So that's how far it goes. To add, what would happen if a person is mistakenly called up? Let's say he was very agitated, he didn't want the aliyah, and he was going to leave shul or whatever it may be, just being gavra legavra, and mistakenly they were going to call up the Baal Kura, and instead they called up this person. So the Mishnah Berurah says, in paragraph 4, in Karuhu Bavada Tzorech Lalos, if he does get called up, he should certainly go up for the aliyah, because the Misha Karol Alis Lesefer Torah Ve'in the Ola Gorim She'is Katzri Yom, like I mentioned before, the Gemara Bracha says that a person can shorten his life if he's called up for the Torah and doesn't go up. Nothing bad will happen to him. Since he's going up to get the aliyah, is an expression of kovod haTorah. Someone who keeps mitzvahs will not know anything bad. Nothing bad will come to him. Interestingly, in the paragraph 3, and this is the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Kof Ches Sif Katan Yuzayin, he says that the contemporary practice, like I said, is either the Gabba gets called up or the Bal Korah gets this aliyah. We back up a little bit, so we start at the point of brachas, and we end also when it's already passed back into the brachas, so sort of as a buffer, if you like, between the Tochacha. But he says a very interesting thing. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Afilu imhu koyin, yochol likris mitchila parshas b'chukos adacha techocho minin akrim yashlet misham." In other words, that if the Bal Korah, the practice is to give him the bracha to call him up. If the Bal Korah is a kohen, you've got a problem. So says the Mishnah Berurah, "Don't worry, call up the Bal Korah as kohen. He lays the entire parsha till the end of the techocho, and then for that little part." From after the Tochach until the end of the Sedra, you divide that between six people. And so too with Parshas Kisavah, you've got to just work it out. So there we have a very interesting area of Halacha, laying the Tochach on Parshas B'chukosai. To summarize what we said, that the Gemara Megillah tells us that we schedule, Ezra HaSofer was Mesakeh, he instituted that we laying the Tochach before Shavuos and before Rosh Hashanah as an expression of Tichle Shana V'Kiloseha, that all the curses should be consigned to the year that has just passed. And that is true for Rosh Hashanah, the Teichach in Parshas Kisavoy, and also the Teichach in this week's Parsha in Bechukosai, that we assign it, consign it, to the year past, pre-Atzeres, because Atzeres also has a status as Rosh Hashanah. Who gets called up? Well, this is a point of contention, and all different types of practices. But the interesting thing is, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you know the Bal Korah dislikes you, or if you dislike the Bal Korah, and the Bal Korah therefore dislikes you, it's a mutual reciprocal feeling, Rachmana Litzlan, terrible. So don't get called up, because we're worried that the Bal Korah will direct his the klolos towards you, and that is a chashash sakana, he says. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's wrong for a person to do that. One shouldn't do that. It's wrong for a person to do that. He shouldn't direct the kohen to anyone. But we're worried that perhaps he can't resist the temptation. That is that. Please God, we should only experience the brachas in Parshas Pechukosai and not the klalas.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.